Odds Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into a band. That's right, we've done all the work. All you have to do is push play and listen. And today, we are going to do our best to get you into Third Eye Blind. That was not thought out, but it arrived. It was at my feet, and I took the chance. Go me. I am great at this. I am a great podcast host. We're talking about Third Eye Blind today, and I think, technically speaking, this was a band I put up on the board, but if I recall correctly, Cord, you were the first to go pick me, Coach. So talk to me about Third Eye Blind and why you felt like you needed to be here today.
Man, this band goes back to childhood for me. The self-titled record was like a constant thing in rotation in my household, like from a very young age. Like this came out in, like this band sort of came out with their first record in 96, which is the record that they blew up on and a lot of people know. And that would have been when I was like three. So this was like childhood fun music for me. And I've kind of just stuck with them ever since. So it's kind of big pressure. Like this band's been, I think back on it, I'm like, damn, this has been a band that's like actually been around for like my entire life and is still in fairly constant rotation for me. So yeah, I love this band a lot.
So we initially had another third. Kit unfortunately had to bow out. Life got in the way. It does that sometimes. But we did have, and I think you put me onto this, Tina, you jumped up and said, I'll do it. So, and by judging by the conversations we've had the last couple days leading up to this, you may be sort of regretting it. So talk to me about Third Eye Blind and why you feel like you needed to be here to talk about them.
First off, Cord was telling me that this was in the works, and I was like, I need to be with Cord.
Ah, yes.
Because we haven't done a show together yet. And we were at
We did Under Oath.
We did Under Oath. Okay, yeah. So never mind. I've just forgotten everything. But yeah, we hadn't done a show together, I guess, in a long time. But I like hanging out with Cord and I like seeing Cord. And it's always fun to have my friends in real life in the same space as my friends in the internet. Mm-hmm. So it's always good to hang out with Cord, whether it's in real life or on this show. But also this band is one of those bands that's just fun to listen to. And I think that's why it's hard to do this list and why we all kind of struggled. But Third Eye Blind's always been that band that's just an incredibly fun band to listen to, whether you are jamming the hits or you just hit play on the playlist. Everything is going to be good. And that's why it was kind of tough. But I wanted to be on here just because I wanted to do something fun. In a band that I didn't have a lot of emotional ties to, because the last few have been intense.
Yeah.
And it's tough to keep making lists of bands that you are obsessed with. So it's nice to do kind of a relaxed fit this week.
There you go. Man, talk about old. If Cord was three when self-titled came out, your boy here was roughly 17. So
I was four.
See, so there you go. Yeah, I'm this is just a good way to call Justin old. But so like the interesting part with this exercise and doing this band for me was self-titled has both the nostalgia quality that you're looking for. Like it does have that 97 quality about it, but also it is effervescent in that it's rather actually kind of timeless, which is funny because it seems like it shouldn't be. It seems like it's a 97 time capsule, but it's not. I mean, there are some songs on it that are very, and we'll get into those, but are very time capsule-y. But the majority of it, that record to me, like whenever it comes back around in my rotation, it stays there for at least a week. It's as close to a perfect record as I'll give out. It is a dynamic debut record. So for me, it was interesting to see. I never even followed through with Blue. Like I never even made that leap when Blue came out, other than the singles, like I remember being, you know, excited about. So yeah, this is a very fun band, but I think Cord and I were kind of talking about this before, like it's more than self-titled, it's more than Blue, and they're more than a one-hit wonder. Like there's a lot of levels when you ask a question like, you know, what is Third Eye Blind to you? And I feel like no one has had the right answer to this. And I think that's why it's important that we're doing this today. So I guess that leads me to the next question being, Cord, as you're putting your 20 together for this, like what are you plucking from? Like, what are you looking to do with your list?
Oh, dude, it was torture. This was like, this is probably the hardest list that I've done before. This is my 50 programmed, and I've never had this much trouble. It's like this balance of, I think for me, honestly, what it is, I had a way better time with the less familiar parts of the discography. I mostly before this, my big two records for them were self-titled and Out of the Vein, actually. Out of the Vein is like, I always tell people if I'm talking to them about Third Eye Blind, like, listen to Out of the Vein. It's so underrated. I love it. But I was having like a way easier time picking stuff, like picking apart the latter half of their discography. And still just like, I have such an attachment to those earlier records that like, man, I did do album representation. There's a little bit of something from every record on this list, but it, you know, you will see that it's hard for me to cut those emotional, nostalgic, long-lasting ties to some of these earlier records.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, according to your preamble, Tina, this was all about fun. But I know it was all about fun. But maybe you had fun listening, but to me, from all the way over here, it sounds like you did not have fun putting your list together.
See, that's the interesting thing, is I did have fun putting a list together, but not the list.
There you go.
My first pass was fun. I did have fun with this. I love listening to this band, and it was fun to dive deeper into the later stuff like Cord was talking about. But I think what was hard for me was kind of what Cord was saying, is separating the nostalgia of it with the game, I guess, where like, if you in this year of our Lord have not gotten to the Third Eye Blind, I guarantee you, you've heard the Big Five.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not going to convince you, it's not going to convince you when I say it will.
Mm.
So that was what was hard for me, is like, I had to say no to a lot of songs I love a lot, and a lot of hits I said no to.
Mm.
Like a lot.
Mm.
I think I have maybe, you know, no spoilers, maybe two or three. Other than that, I went kind of deep cuts. So I might be the odd man out here, or maybe not. But I think for me, it was about trying to share what I thought was fun about the discography, listening to most of the back end for the first time. And a lot of it too was, I saw Third Eye Blind this summer. Cord, I think I ran into you there. Or were you there?
Yeah, I was definitely there. It was a great show.
It was awesome. They were at our fair in Fargo, and it was so fun. The weather was perfect. They played a beautiful set, and seeing them shaped some of my picks, because they were songs I wouldn't have even thought to give a second look. And there's a song that I pulled off list. It's a throwaway, and I'm willing to do it.
Sometimes you got to.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, firstly, I've heard Stephen Jenkins is kind of a dick, but who cares? Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's actually hurt anybody. So as long, he can be a dick all he wants, as long as he's not hurting anybody. Man, so I hate to parrot points, but like, That's a lot of what was going on here. For I could make a case for all 14 songs, really, technically speaking, on self-titled.
Same.
But the but the thing was, you know, which one of these is the nostalgia? Which one of these is, do I really think this will loop somebody in? You know, that was the biggest gimmick. And then like Tina said, like there was like a couple songs on self-titled that I had to drop that I just, it hurt. And I'm, yeah. And then there's like one or two that I dropped playing the game thinking, okay, it's cool if I don't have this one, cause maybe they'll have it. So there was some gamesmanship. And then as somebody who had never given Blue a shot, I had a lot on my first pass from Blue. And so that one was murder cutting through for different reasons, just because there's no nostalgia there. It's just, I think this is really good. So I felt like I could make the same case on Blue. And to Cord's point, I think the hardest one for me to cut from was Out of the Vein, because I didn't know anything about it going in. And I was like, wow. So there's minimum three records that I felt like I could make a case for the entire record for, you know. And after that, not that I didn't like anything after that, but it felt a little easier. It felt like, okay, here's the ones that I'm going to pull from this. And the cuts weren't as dramatic or hurtful. But I will say, what's the last record called? Why don't I have that at the ready? Our Band Apart. When I got there in my first pass, I was like, uh-oh, like, are they going to be that band here? They're going to hit me over the head with a bunch of stuff. And they did. My first pass, I had a lot from that. And then, you know, going back and weighing it against some of the earlier stuff, I was like, okay, these cuts aren't as brutal. But I did end up with something from everything. It's not even. It is very front heavy, but I do have something from everything. Okay, so I mean,
yeah, we could... I just want to say I think the hard balance to strike with a band like this is trying to accept the direction they've grown in, but mm-hmm. also knowing that like part of the game that I like to emphasize is like picking out parts of their sound that are like a signature Third Eye Blind thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like this is like a song structure that they go for and that they do well, or like this part of a song is like, and like trying to find those also in the later discography, despite it, like, obviously you don't want a band to make the same record seven times either. Yeah. So like, yeah.
That was the discussion we had with Taking Back Sunday too.
Yep, because
yeah. they changed so much, and that's something I want to talk to you about. And after the fact, Cord, don't let me forget.
Ooh. Heck yeah.
So
they came out with a new album a couple weeks ago.
So let's shimmy to the next part, because it sounds like we're all like in lockstep in how we feel about the band. But that doesn't necessarily mean our lists are going to jibe. So mm-hmm. how many do you think, based on everything that we've said so far, Cord, how many do you think we're going to get through unanimously?
My gut, I'm going to go with my immediate gut feeling on this. I'm going to get cocky. I'm going to go with 5.
I like it. I like it. Are you as optimistic, Tina?
I was going to go 6. So let's hope we're both at least right.
I like
if
confidence.
One of us is right, I'll be happy.
I think had this stayed a 4-person panel, I think the likeliness that it's lower is just automatically built in. The fact that mm-hmm. we're a 3-person panel gives us the possibility of that 5, and 5 is generally speaking where I was thinking too. So I'll be the dick. I'll go 4. I'll be the dick. Somebody's got to. Plus, my hope is that I'm wrong and I don't have to pick the final say, because I don't like that pressure.
I don't want that.
It hurts. Every time I get it, it hurts. So
I don't even know what I would pick at this point. That'd be hard.
Right? Because you never know. Because, I mean, there's just so much that could go right and or wrong at this point. All right. So we're going to take a quick pause. And when we come back, we won't play the game. It's deprogrammed. And with that, the name of the game is Deprogrammed. The three of us have combed through the Third Eye Blind discography and plucked out 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you, in case you have never given Third Eye Blind the time of day. And look, it's not my favorite Third Eye Blind song, but it does kick everything off. I think it sets a great tone for the band, a great tone for the debut record. It is a favorite, and every time I hear it, it gets me psyched up to listen to Third Eye Blind. Losing a whole year.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Has to be, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Glad, because if you either would have said no, I would have been mad. No, just kidding.
Oh, yeah. No, I would have been mad. I like legitimately was like, I really hope Justin kicks this off with Losing a Whole Year and it's unanimous.
Because it just feels right. It just feels right. Please make sure this is going through the cans. Yes, it is. Okay, you guys might not be able to hear it, but the second those guitars kick in, I tried to learn how to play this last night just because I was listening to the list and I was like, oh man, I forgot how much I love this. No, I didn't. I didn't. But I said that. I never forget how much I love this song. But I say it every time. Oh man, I forgot how much I love this song. I didn't. I love it.
Yep.
And Losing a Whole Year. I remember spending the whole goddamn, or what we used to spend the whole goddamn day in bed. I mean, just, it's full of lines like that. It's great. Losing a whole year. What a way to kick it off. All right, Cord?
I'm going to start later discography, I think. Let's go Back to Zero.
No.
Back to... I do not have that one.
Back to Zero in the trash. I guess it fits.
into the bin it goes.
Former.
Right. Tina?
I think that's what's so hard about this. Like, before I say mine, because it's going to potentially go the same route, is that every single song does the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So finding out which ones do the thing more than the other ones is very difficult. So I think with this band, you can pluck any song out of the pile and it would do Third Eye Blind, which I think I really respect about
this. Yeah, this is one that I picked because it was kind of unique, though, because this one has like way more of a, it's got like an 80s new wave kind of post-punk vibe, and there's... The one classic thing is it does have like a Stephen Jenkins spoken word part, which I adore.
Yeah, I don't...
Okay, I guess it's my turn now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really like their Ursa Major album, actually. I think that one's maybe, other than Third Eye Blind, one of my favorites. So I'm going to go with Can You Take Me?
I did not have that one.
Okay, let me see if I can save you here.
I think it's track one, right?
Oh, yes, I do have it. I do have it. There it is.
Ew.
I think that might have made my first pass. I do remember the first track on that record being really good.
No, I'm pretty sure that's track one.
Indeed. So it doesn't get through unanimously, but it is in the conversation. All right, so, man... Now, I'm wondering, do I go with my gut and throw out my favorite? Or, you know what? I'm going to go another track one here. And I remember when this hit the airwaves, I remember the radio guy making fun of the song. You know, I'll say the name of the song, and then I'll add my thoughts after this. Anything off of Blue.
That one did not make my list.
Not me either, sorry.
Oh, well, maybe he was making fun for all the right reasons. But I remember...
I doubt it.
I remember him making fun of anything. He's like, everybody's been so hyped up for a new Third Eye Blind song, and they release a 2-second or a 2-minute one. And I'm like, yeah, and it's awesome. Like, what are you talking about? I feel like... No, I mean, to Tina's point, it does the thing, especially the ooh, that really like kind of resonates with me. I'll give you anything. I'm a simple guy. I'm a simple guy. All right. Into the bin it goes. Cord?
I'm going to stay on blue, and I'm going to go with wounded.
Nope.
Oh, remember we were talking before?
This is going to be a total shit
show. You guys!
You remember we were talking beforehand, Cord, and I said I was listening to the whole list. Wounded came up, and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Where do I have room for this? And I didn't.
Damn.
I didn't make the move. All right. Tina?
Off of Out of the Vein, Forget Myself.
Yeah.
Damn, that did not make my final list. That was definitely on my first pass, though.
All right. Well,
it's conversation is better than nothing.
Yep.
Yeah.
We need them at this point. All right. Well then. This is one of the last ones I listened to before Cord jumped on. How about Darkness?
Nope.
That was one of my only cuts off of Blue. I only cut two songs off of that, and that was one of them.
Oh boy.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right.
I love that song.
That's also like a I feel like a feel out play for me to try to see which way to go going forward. All right, into the bin it goes. Cord?
Let's do another late discography one. I'm going to go with the title track, Screamer.
Nope.
No, I have a couple off that album, but not that one.
I have no reason. It just is. It just is.
This is going to be such a shit show, guys.
Damn. I was too cocky picking five, huh?
I feel like there's a couple more gimmies out there, though. All right.
Tim? Yeah.
There are. None of us wants to approach them yet. Shoot. 10 days late.
Yeah, I got that.
That was another late cut for me.
Cord, what band were you listening to?
I think the album that I'm gonna miss you guys on is Blue, because like I don't know why, for some reason, like I definitely have a couple more from Blue, but that one didn't hit me as hard.
Yes.
Let me.
We'll make it.
Yeah, we will. There's still so much to go. I'll try one of my Out of the Vein tracks here. How about Danger?
Yep.
Nope.
Well, at least you and I were listening to the same thing.
I know, it seems that way, huh?
It seems that way.
We're halfway there with
Justin. Know. I told you Tina was going to be mad at me.
You did.
I'm never mad at you, Cord.
You haven't gotten the no yet, so
yeah.
Or a wrong.
Wrong, yeah.
Yeah.
So those are coming. All right, so let's see. Danger was me, Cord. You are up.
All right, let's go back to self-titled. I'm going to play The Background.
Oh. No.
Ugh, that was on my first pass, not on my final. But when I say that something off of Third Eye Blind is on my first pass, it's like a participation trophy.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I picked 9 of them on my first pass. It's really hard to.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I'm God, that album's good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was the same. Somewhere 9 or 10, maybe.
We're 10.
All right, Tina.
I'm going to swing with one of the hits. I'm finally going to do it. Justin made a little bit of a pun about it a couple weeks ago. Graduate.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Good. It's the best one of all of them.
I think so.
Dude, it was so fun to see it live. It's such a good tune, and it doesn't feel overplayed. Like, the way that some of them feel, like, almost like, God, not this again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This one doesn't.
I agree.
Love like, this tune.
It was a hit, right? But, like, mm-hmm. to your point, I feel like it kind of had a summer as the hit.
Yeah.
Whereas some of the other ones kind of live in possibly infamy.
Yep.
In some cases. But... And, I mean, it just, you listen to it, it's like, yeah, man, like, it has that timeless, it does the thing. It does the, mm-hmm. I can think of 1997, but it is also kind of timeless. So, Graduate does the thing. All right.
Love that tune.
All right, so if Tina threw that one out there. My gut is to go late, just to kind of keep seeing if we can find each other there. Let's go to Dopamine. How about, we haven't touched that one yet. How about Shipboard Cook?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Really?
Without a doubt. There's no way I wasn't putting that one on there. Not even a hesitation in my mind.
Yes.
I didn't see that one as unanimous, but that makes me really happy.
Love that tune. They played that one two chord, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's so.
Wow. There we go.
It's a really good tune.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing was, like, a lot of the later stuff, none of them felt like unanimous. They felt like they did the thing and they belonged here somewhere. But
mm-hmm.
I couldn't tell which ones are the ones where I knew I was going to find both of you on the later stuff. So I think that's why this one kind of took me for a surprise. All right. Look at that. So suddenly we're on the right path. You know, we got three unanimously. We're, you know, there's still a lot out there too. So.
Yeah.
All right. Cord.
Let's see if I can land another one with some agreements on it. I'm gonna stick a little later. Let's go Sharp Knife from Ursa Major.
Yes.
I am
the
odd man out there.
Love that. We take those. So much.
Yeah, we take those. We take that chorus teams. Hits so hard. I love it.
Great tune. There's some that were like automatic ins for me, and that one was absolutely one of them.
Yeah. It makes me happy that we got Sharp Knife in, because I feel like that does a similar thing that Wounded does for me. Mm. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Surprisingly, the song called Sharp Knife is parallel to Wounded.
Yeah.
Weird. All right. Tina.
Let's do some more later stuff off of Screamer. The Kids Are Coming to Take You Down.
Yeah, man.
Nope, I did not have that one.
I love the ones that Tina and I are together on, like these, some of these ones that I was like, am I being too risky? I mean, because they didn't.
I got you.
It didn't feel like it, but here it is in combo. All right. I keep dancing around this one. It's hard because I'm worried you might not. Feels like a gimme. It is literally my favorite Third Eye Blind song, and it's
been waiting for this.
It feels like a gimme, but it might not be. And it because it has that tag favorite, it's hard. But I gotta throw it out there. Narcolepsy.
Oh, that was the hardest song for me to cut.
Dude, I switched that one for Losing a Whole Year. It was between the two of them.
Oh. Pain.
So much pain.
Pain. It is my...
Justin, are you going to tell us we're wrong? I feel like we deserve it.
We deserve it.
I mean, I can hear.
It's so good. You're not wrong.
I can hear if you have it versus losing a whole year. I can sort of understand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To me, narcolepsy does the thing better. So it does hurt that it's in the bin.
Yeah.
But I'm a professional. I do this every week. So we will press on. All right.
Man.
Cord?
That one hurts. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. I'm going to play one from Out of the Vein because I love that record. About Blinded.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. Still in. We got two on it.
Blinded. When I See You.
I put it on my first pass, which out of that album was a lot smaller, so it does technically count for something.
All right, Tina?
Off of Blue, Farther.
Nope.
No, but that's another one of those songs.
I only got one in the pile.
It's another one of those songs, you know, this doesn't help you in any way, but this is another one of those songs that I was listening to beforehand that I was like, oh, I feel like I need to make room for that one.
But it's so good.
There's no room to be had. I also feel like this is a good time. We're out of NTP, I think. 3 and 7.
9.
Yep.
I think, right? No, 10. Yep. With Blinded, we got to 10.
Yep. So, at worst, everything that's gotten through is in at this point. No conversation needed. So, that's worth noting.
Nice.
I want to go with another deep cut off of self-titled. This one might hurt too, but Good For You.
Oh. Nope.
I've got your back, Justin.
Hey. Is it good for you? There we go.
Love that song. That was my number 17.
So that one feels like it
just
makes
made
up
the
for,
cut.
Makes up for you. Not, even though I like Narcolepsy more, that makes up for you not having narcolepsy, I feel.
Your forgiveness means the world to me.
Because I thought for sure that Good For You was going to be the one in the bin. Because I was going a little late in the album. All right. Cord.
I'm going to go with my last self-titled deep cut just to get the possible pain out of the way. I'm going to play God of Wine.
Ooh.
Nope.
There's the pain, friend. Sorry.
Yep.
I will say
I
this.
I had a feeling.
I was shocked, maybe not the word, as mentioned several times at this point, any of the 14 off of self-titled I can make a case for. But I asked Threads, what do you consider essential Third Eye Blind? And God of Wine was one of the answers. I was like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. Very interesting. You know, usually, I guess I kind of expected the hits, and to get God of Wine as an answer, that was something.
That is just a good, like, late night brooding song. And also, I wanted something. I mean, a lot of these highlight it, but Stephen Jenkins' falsetto.
Yeah.
Is incomparable.
You're right. Yep. Yep. I only got 7 left. Like we're kind of blasting through it. Tina, you're up.
Speaking of falsettos, I'm finally going to do it. Never Let You Go.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that song. Nobody can ever tell me that it's been overplayed or that it sucks. I will die on the Never Let You Go hill. That song rules. The falsettos are great.
Every spring, as soon as it gets nice enough for it to be t-shirt weather again, I drive around with my windows down listening to that song.
Mm. I can just feel the Fargo 36 degrees.
Yep.
It's probably warmer today than it will be on that day.
100%, yeah.
I'll say this, doing this show turned me around on this song, because I was
so good.
I was, man, I hate this song. Ugh, ugh. Again, one of the things we were talking about beforehand, this has that CW thing that Jimmy World has.
Not sure.
Which used to be such a negative for me. But now that I've allowed that into my heart, Never Let You Go, like, really, really does it for me. So
that line, that girl is like a sunburn.
Mm.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I think what puts this over for me is the spoken word thing in the outro. Like, it's so good. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I love it.
It's in.
That means you officially have the final say at this point, right?
Oh, and you're just loving that, aren't you?
For now.
There's some stuff still alive that could put us over that, though. All right, so back to me, huh? Let's do another later one. Where is it? Which record are you on? Yeah, it is Dopamine. Get Me Out of Here.
Yep.
No.
Well, I will say this. The conversation's getting harder. If nothing
Justin,
else.
Do you and I have identical lists?
It's pretty close. It is very, very close.
The entire conversation, except for one, is me and Justin.
Pretty much.
Damn.
Pretty much.
I'm keeping track, and the only one I don't have on my list that's in the conversation is Blinded. The rest are me and Justin.
All right. Cord?
Because I don't... Yeah, I think so.
Just about.
Sorry, y'all.
Hey, it happens, friend.
I'm the odd man out on this one. Let's go. We haven't had anything from our band apart yet, so I'm going to play Funeral Singer.
Nope.
Oof.
No. No, unfortunately. Sorry, somebody was messaging me about another show. How dare you? This is my Third Eye Blind time. Leave me alone. All right, Tina?
I will stand corrected on my previous comment. Sharp Knife is the one that Cord and I had. There is one. I'm going to play mine off of Our Band Apart, Dust Storm, How We Hold Each Other Right Now.
Yep.
Surprise, no.
Well, I really like how that one made me feel, knowing that that came out in 2021. That was a really tough time for a lot of musicians to go through, and the albums that were coming out post-COVID sometimes really spoke to that feeling, and I feel like this song really made you feel a little better after that.
I wish I would have looked at the year, because then I could have had that perspective on it as well. Like, I just had it because I liked it as a Third Eye Blind song. But I think that's a layer I didn't consider. All right.
Yeah, I like that song a lot for that reason.
One, two, three, four. I got four left.
One, two, three. One, two, three. I have six.
I have eight.
Oh, poor Cord.
Dang, Cord.
I know, right? Well, if it's any, judging by everything we've talked about so far, I'm guessing that at least two of these are in the bin. One of them I might find one of you guys. I'm just going to dump out then, since I got four. I feel like it's okay if you guys don't have this one, but I felt like I couldn't. We couldn't. I even did the thing at the beginning. Like, we can't have this conversation without at least one of us saying this. Semi-Charmed Life.
Mm. Yes.
Hey.
Nope.
Okay.
I see where you're coming from. I did the thing where I was like, someone's going to mention it, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I love that song. Don't get me wrong. I love it a lot. But
I could see both arguments for it. I could see somebody going, no, I've just heard it too much. I could see everybody's heard that. I could, you know, that argument plays, but I still love that jam.
So. Yeah, no, for me, I have heard that my entire life pretty much, and it still holds up for me.
Yeah. And then I tried to learn how to play it yesterday, like right after I failed at learning Losing a Whole Year. And you know, like, I mean, I knew the lyrics, like I knew what it was about, but like I never like actually read the lyrics, like actually ingested the lyrics, I should say. And, you know, it, yes, it is a song about doing drugs, and maybe we shouldn't lighten that up, but I always liked that contrast, that it's this light poppy sugar song that has this darker ish meaning to it. So I'm simple. All right. I got way into deep on that song than I meant. Jumper.
Nope.
I'm actually really happy you guys don't have it.
same reason is I picked, you know, Graduate and Never Let You Go. I wanted to have the ones that were like the ones that didn't smack you in the face as much, maybe.
Yeah. I, you know,
I still love the song.
Somebody's answer to the question was the first six songs on self-titled. And I understand. And that was kind of my thinking behind keeping Jumper, but Jumper's the one that I kind of kept reluctantly, you know, where,
yeah.
Whereas I still love Semi-Charmed Life. Jumper, I probably have heard it at least 10 too many times. Speaking of songs, I've heard a lot. Deep Inside of You.
Yes.
Nope. That one was a cut, and a hard cut at that.
That's the same thing. I understand that. All right. I also am going in way deep on these for whatever reason. And my last song, 1 in 10.
Another cut. I did have that on the first pass, though.
Yeah, that was a cut for me, too.
All right. So I was right. I landed 2. I put 2 in the bin. Nailed that. It wasn't the ones I thought, but... All right.
Interesting.
You want to dump out whatever you got left, Cord?
All right. I have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left.
Me too.
About to Break?
Yes.
Hey.
Cool. Nice.
This combo's gonna be brutal.
Yeah. Another Life from Out of the Main. Good Man from Out of the Vein. Palm Reader.
Yes.
Yay. Okay, good.
I love that song.
That's my favorite from Out of the Vein. So I'm glad that one was also on. And then, all right, coming down to it. Motorcycle Drive-By.
Nope.
You know what?
And
you know what's funny about Motorcycle Drive-By? Again, when I asked Threads, I got that answer twice. And one person even went as far as to say Motorcycle Drive-By, end of list. like that's the song, I thought was interesting.
I'm just going to say, I have one more. And before I say my last one, I just will say, I think the last three songs on self-titled are like a perfect run of kick-ass sad songs. And I'm bummed that I missed on all of them.
Understood.
Okay, last one is actually this one I cut something from later discography to put it in this morning, and I'm probably gonna regret it. How's It Gonna Be?
Got it. I was,
yes.
There was, when I said I had three hits, it's Graduate, How's It Gonna Be, and Never Let You Go, and I kept How's It Gonna Be because they closed the show with it.
Yeah, that was like a big good. reason. A big reason I love that song is because seeing it live is an incredible experience. Mm-hmm. And also because of the line, I don't see lightning like last fall when it was always about to hit me. Oh,
so good.
That is a good line. So I guess it's obvious I don't have it. So I should, this is an explainable one. This is that radio overplay. I still can't get down with that song. I've had a roller coaster with it. I went from I've heard it too much, I hate it, to I heard it too much, but I still like it, to I like it, to I've gone back to I've heard it too much, even though it is kind of out of the pop lexicon nowadays. It felt like the only one that was kind of expendable. So we'll see we'll see where we go here when we get into the conversation. I did miss one. I can't remember. It was one that you both had a couple songs back.
Oh.
Sorry.
About to Break?
I think so. Hold on. Let me see.
Palm Reader.
It was Palm Reader. It was Palm Reader.
So Palm Reader was unanimous?
No, it was two.
Oh, it was two.
I just didn't
get it on the sheet.
Yeah, I didn't get it on the sheet.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to make sure that...
I thought Justin meant like he forgot to dump that one out and actually had it.
Don't you wish?
Yes.
All right. So just for fun, Tina, do you want to dump out whatever you got left?
Yeah. So I had Turn Me On off of Screamer. A Thousand Julys off of Blue.
Oh.
And then, technically an off list, the instrumental is on Blue. But I had to bring up Slow Motion.
You know,
that song is so good. It's off of like a different compilation. The instrumental is on Blue, I believe. But they came out after, I think it was the encore, like they went off stage. And he comes out with an acoustic guitar and just sings Slow Motion. And it was so good. The crowd lost their mind.
Yeah.
So
I think with that one too, I read up on it a little bit and I heard what happened was that song, when that song came out, like the lyrics were too controversial. So they had to like pull it off the record and then they just threw the instrumental on instead. And then when they came out with like the sort of greatest hits compilation, they put on like the full song again.
I mean, it's not one in a million. Like that Guns N' Roses tune is absolutely unacceptable and they put that on a record.
It's weird what does and doesn't get accepted.
Yeah, like I can see where Slow Motion seems like a little bit controversial, but also it's not any more controversial than Semi-Charmed Life, I don't think.
Yeah.
Like it's about drugs and sex and kind of forgetting who you are in moments, you know, like maybe doing shit you shouldn't be doing because you're so high.
I want to point out that on Threads, somebody answered that version, the actual version, not the album version of Slow Motion. Mm-hmm. So again,
it's really good.
Yeah. I tried to give it I did give it a listen last night. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I was like, well, since it's not on the albums, maybe nobody will bring it up.
Oh, of course I'm going to bring it up. Yeah. When he played it live, like the amount of people that were around me, sitting around me where I was at, were like, oh my God, they're playing Slow Motion.
Oh, really?
And then like on the way down, like so many people were like, holy shit, they played Slow Motion.
Yeah.
Didn't expect anybody to play it. Like nobody expected him to play it, but... when they did come out with it, the whole crowd lost their mind. It's such a good tune. I dig it a lot. So, maybe controversial. If you don't want to feel any sort of controversy, maybe don't listen to it.
So we got four, which means I have the final say, which I might do the thing that I hate, but we'll see. Losing a Whole Year, Graduate, Shipboard Cook, Never Let You Go, Get In. We have 15 that we need to trim down to six.
I hate that.
Yeah. So we'll start with you, Cord. We got 10 Days Late, Forget Myself, Danger, Can You Take Me, Sharp Knife, The Kids Are Coming, Blinded, Good For You, Get Me Out of Here, Dust Storm, Semi-Charmed Life, Deep Inside of You, About to Break, How's It Going to Be, and Palm Reader. Is there something jumping out at you that is like, man, I can't believe we didn't land that one, or we can't go any further till we get this one?
Palm Reader is the one that I think that I need to be in the top 10.
All right. Well, I was odd man out there. Let's go ahead and grab that. Same question to you, Tina. Is there something kind of blatant staring at you?
I had 12 of the ones in the conversation, you guys. This is impossible for me. I hate this, and I don't want to be here anymore. So for that reason alone, I kind of want to say Get Me Out of Here because it's a funny bit, but so how many do we have in off of Out of the Vein?
Just palm reader.
Just palm reader?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hate this. I think for me, I really loved Can You Take Me off of Ursa Major.
All right.
But I think, yeah. Cord, you were the odd man out on that one.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I am down for more Ursa Major representation. That record I had never really listened to before I did this episode, and it pleasantly surprised me.
All right. So that bumps us up to 6. So I guess this, because we only have 4 left. So we've got a song from Blue, 2 from Self-Titled, 1 from Dopamine, 1 from Out of the Vein, 1 from Ursa Major. Do we want to try and get, you know, well, I think the only one that we don't have is Screamer, right? No, Our Band Apart as well. Because if we want...
I don't think I need anything off of Our Band Apart. Maybe I'm just being, like, a shithead about that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of there with you.
I'm with that.
Honestly, controversial opinion, both Screamer and Our Band Apart, I could give or take.
No, yeah.
Obviously, we want to do album representation, but you know.
But we also want to make sure we're giving the best. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like those records are things where it's like, if you dig what we give you, go ahead and make the leap yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
So no, I'm totally with that. Let's drop The Kids Are Coming in Dust Storm.
Cool.
All right. So. I don't think there's room for both Deep Inside of You and How's It Going to Be. I feel like we only need one or the other.
I agree with that.
So which one do we think is stronger? If we're looking at album representation, then Blue.
Well, so why is it between Deep Inside of You and... Oh, because they kind of sound similar? Okay.
Yeah,
I was like, wait, are we... Never mind. Don't listen to me at all.
That's tough.
I think less people have heard Deep Inside of You, but also, I mean, lyrically,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you listen to that one really close, Justin?
Which one?
Deep Inside of You?
Maybe not.
Is that what we're talking about right now? We're talking about that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's right there in my face, then I think I know what you're implying. But my guess is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little overt in parts, and that's, you know, Third Eye Blind for you.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, it fits Third Eye Blind, but yeah, I think How's It Gonna Be is lyrically better.
Yeah, I think like the lyrical content of Deep Inside of You is like very obvious, very overt about what it's about. It does have like this subversive kind of like psychological part to it as well. It's not as overt as you think it's gonna be, but like, like, if I'm going to have one of those songs that's, like, overtly about sex, I'm going to pick Semi-Trembling.
Yeah.
Mm, also true. I think, honestly, my only hesitation on how's it... I've already voiced my opinion on...
It's too much of a good thing.
So, like... to me, it comes down to album representation. If we're not necessarily throwing it out the window, but if we care less about it, then I can be swayed on How's It Going to Be, as opposed to, well, what else do we have from Blue?
We have 10 Days Late.
Right, which is in. Wait, no.
That's still on the list. And then have Never Let You Go.
All right.
I think if we get rid of How's It Going to Be, which I'm totally fine with because we got to talk about it for a good long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be okay to keep Semi-Charmed Life. I'd allow it as long as you guys don't pick it as the number one of the bullet, I swear to God.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, no.
And I think it'd be important to keep Good For You. I mean, I don't want to like be like, we need to Stack the Deck with Third Eye Blind, self-titled, like, but that record, we've said millions of times now at this point, could be the list.
Yeah, no, I'm completely fine with this final top 10 being heavier on the first record, because it makes sense.
It does make sense.
It's like, there's a reason that there's six hits off that record. It's because it's amazing. Yeah. But also, if you like those hits, but we didn't put them on the list, but we put half of the other stuff off the record, you're like, oh, maybe I should listen to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So are we looking at then Semitron?
So we could keep Deep Inside of You.
Right.
Get rid of How's It Gonna Be, and then keep Semi-Charmed and Good For You, and then that would leave you with the final say.
Which makes my choice actually harder, because I was looking at Good For You. So
I don't know. What do you think, Cord? Do you think that looks good?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, like...
Did you not want to keep Deep Inside of You, Justin, or do you want to keep that?
I mean, I'm with it. Obviously, I have
I think Deep Inside of You is a certain thing that Third Eye Blind does that it's important to represent on the list. Not just lyrically, like obviously being overtly sexual is kind of Stephen Jenkins. That's a thing he does. but mm-hmm. as far as like the vibe of the song, like I think we do have to have some representation of like good, slow, like. And I will give some merit to Deep Inside of You that, like, there's some depth to it beyond just being about sex. Yeah, for sure. You know.
But I also think it's a very interesting look. I think that song specifically on this list is a look at no other band in any other year in time could make the records that Third Eye Blind did, right? Like it's this very specific blip in time that they were allowed and got famous off making songs like Semi-Charmed Life and Deep Inside of You, and no other band could have pulled that off.
Yeah.
Not in the same way where they still have 4.7 million monthly listeners on Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, since Tina already went to bat for my Good For You choice as final say, I think I'm going to throw the curveball here and pick Sharp Knife to round out our list as our final say, because I was the odd man out there. Throw my weight behind that to round out our list. So, that said, here we go. Losing a Whole Year, Graduate, Shipboard Cook, Never Let You Go, Palm Reader, Can You Take Me, Good For You, Semi-Charmed Life, Deep Inside of You, and Sharp Knife are our 10. Now, Cord, when I read that 10 to you, is there one that jumps out at you as the one?
Oh, man. Honestly, gosh, it's so hard. This band is so good. Why is this band so good?
More than they have any right to be, you would think.
Yeah, correct.
I'm going to lean away from my personal favorite. I'm going to put out there right now is Palm Reader. I love that song, but I think overall for this band, I'm leaning towards Losing a Whole Year.
Tina, what are your thoughts before I chime in here?
I have two thoughts. I think that Graduate is like one of the most fun songs to listen to.
Yeah.
However, it is a little bit of a hit, but I think it's probably one of their most fun tunes. But I think there's something to be said about track one, album one, mm-hmm. pick one, where you hit play and it's right.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I wasn't going to say Graduate, Losing a Whole Year would be my choice.
Took the words right out of my mouth. Like, to me, it was always one of those two. It was either Losing a Whole Year or Graduate. And that's not disparaging to the rest of the list. It's just they do the thing probably the best that we're trying to describe here. So you'll get zero pushback from me on losing a whole year. I do think there is a case for Graduate, but I think there's nothing like pushing play on the playlist and getting what you're going to get right off the jump. And losing a whole year absolutely does that. So if everybody is in agreement, then let's just do losing a whole year.
Hell yeah.
Let's not make it any more difficult than it needs to be. Right, folks?
Yeah.
All right. So let me get that queued up here underneath us. Not in my phone would be nice. Come on, technology. I hate when this does this. There we go. It's playing in both, but that's all right. All right. So, Losing a Whole Year is our number one. Graduate, Shipboard Cook, Never Let You Go, Palm Reader, Can You Take Me, Good For You, Semi-Charm Life, Deep Inside of You, and Sharp Knife rounds out our 10. Let's let Losing a Whole Year get a moment in the sun. And I don't want to play no more. Why? Love it.
Dude, yeah. Also, like you've said, I feel like Losing a Whole Year also does that whole 90s time capsule, but also timeless.
Yeah.
Like, very well.
This band shouldn't be this good. Like, this absolutely should be a time capsule band. This should be a band I forget about. But I can't. They're great. Like, they're just really good at what they do. And, you know, maybe it's inexplicable, or maybe they're just better than they get credit for. And hopefully we turned you on to them. It feels like we've made a great list for you to get into them. I'll say that much. Maybe you disagree. That's fine. If you disagree, you can disagree in many places. The Discord is one. Hop into our Discord, the Legion of Stupid Discord, and ask for a link if you like. And jump into the deep program channel and say, hey, your Third Eye Blind list is wrong. That's fine. You know, we can talk about it. You can also do it on legionofstupid.com. Press pause on that because change is coming to the site soon, maybe, possibly, probably. So I don't want to push that too hard. We're on all podcast platforms. So if you want to complain about our Third Eye Blind list on Apple, you can do that. There is a comment section, but please, 5 stars if you're going to do that. It helps the algorithm, supposedly. If you're listening on Spotify, 5 stars would be awesome as well. Sharing would be super helpful. Patreon.com/OhHiJustin is another place you can come complain about our list if you like. There's a group chat there that I've tried to get going. You can hop into that chat and say, hey, your Third Eye Blind list is wrong, and tell us what we got wrong. It's fine. We're adults here. We're professionals. We're willing to talk about it. Podcast did that. Legion of Stupid, Under Construction, Discord, and Patreon.
You get all the things to the folks. After the fact if you do Patreon.
That's true too. We are about to talk more. So if you want to hear what it is we're going to talk about, patreon.com/OhHiJustin is the place to go. So with that, Third Eye Blind, learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.